Curse of Gold Text, A Peon Black, a Netflix film. Aerial shot of high-rise buildings gives way to a mansion with its sparkling swimming pool nestled amongst the lush trees. Inside, a smartphone reminder alert rings, 4 days to 40th rebirth day.
Milestone birthdays are a funny thing.
A manicured hand grapples for the phone.
They make us feel the need to take stock of our lives and ask.
The woman emerges from her bed.
Are we happy?
A photo shoot is in full swing.
At nearly 40, I'd say my life is pretty amazing.
She poses for the camera.
Thriving business? Check. Fulfilling career? Check. Active social life? Check. A wonderful daughter and a supportive co-parent?
A little girl sinks a golf putt. Her father cheers.
Double check.
The woman, Princess, hurries towards them. Princess rushes to her daughter, hugs her and poses with her co-parent and daughter for a photo.
Someone to share this amazing life with.
Princess in the bathroom in her nightgown.
Status pending.
Princess rubs lotion into her hands, gazing at herself in the mirror. She turns and walks out, switching the light off. Curse of Gold Text appears. Happiness is. Credits appear. A Bongiwe Selani production. A luxury black sports car rolls to a stop outside an upmarket gallery. Patrons dressed in formal attire make their way into the gallery. Patrons mingle as a jazz band plays, the saxophone taking center stage. Cameras flash, credits appear, written by Duduzile Mabaso and Chuso Sibisi.
Thank you so much.
Princess poses with patrons. Outside, in a parked black Mustang, a woman sits on top of a man.
Just put this leg over here. I'll lift up
your...
Wait. Move your leg around.
I can't move.
You played netball.
Just ow, come my knees. Give me a second, wait.
She gets off him.
I can't do this.
Okay.
The woman, wearing a silver dress, is back in the passenger seat.
You started it.
She smooths her hair.
Yeah, now I'm late.
Relax, we have time.
Just give me a 10-minute head start, okay?
She leans over and kisses the man on the cheek.
See you inside.
She opens the passenger door and gets out. Credits appear. Gail Mabalani, Richard Lukunku, Steve Ngesi, Papa Mangabeni. She adjusts her hair and walks off. Credits continue. O.C. Ukeji, Anton Jefter, Rosemary Zimu, Khadija Higa. The silver-dressed woman sporting a bright orange page-cut wig makes her way to Princess in a yellow dress.
Oh, stop it. You look amazing. Here you go.
She grabs two drinks.
Come on, drink.
They clink glasses. A smartly dressed older woman joins them.
Darling, champagne should be sipped for its aroma, taste, and belage, not guzzled like diesel.
Mom, this is Tumi. She's organizing my birthday party.
Ah, the event planner.
Well, I would prefer luxury event architect and friend.
Tumi greets Princess's mother, Margaret, with a handshake. Princess spots her co-parent.
Who's arriving? The president?
No.
The three women turn.
Leo. You and Imro.
They watch Leo.
Well, Leo has certainly come a long way.
It's seeds I planted 3 months ago. I proposed a solo exhibition.
Tumi looks to Princess.
I don't see anyone hanging off of Leo's arm.
Excuse me, ladies.
Oh.
Tumi whips around with a surprised look.
You must be the princess.
It's the man from the Mustang.
Ode.
Princess shakes his hand.
Savello, Ode.
Savello. Of course. Savello, Tumi's plus one. It's lovely to meet you.
Didn't she tell you I'm more than just a plus one?
Savello looks to Tumi. Huh? Princess darts a look from him to Tumi.
Oh, if you'd excuse me, I think Leo's drowning.
Tumi smiles at Princess as she walks off.
I think I like her too.
Sabelo grins and faces Tumi. She gives him a stare. Princess makes her way to Leo, surrounded by press.
So Leo, when can we expect to see your next exhibition?
You can expect to find Leo's next series of work here at this very gallery.
But nothing's confirmed yet.
It'll be a solo exhibition, and we will be launching it here in 3 weeks.
What's the theme, Leo?
Leo looks taken aback.
Well, listen... All I can say is that it's all new work, and it's inspired by and about the woman that saved my life, my muse.
Princess looks up at him, then drops her gaze, a small smile on her lips. A guest greets Princess, guest in Zulu.
What a lovely event. We'll see you again soon and have a beautiful evening.
Thank you.
The guest leaves with his partner. Margaret and Princess watches them go.
Tonight was a triumph, my dear. Next up, your birthday party.
Yes.
Princess stares ahead blankly.
You do want a party.
Oh, Mom, please.
Well, good night, ladies.
Leo, good night. Thank you for coming. Kiss Tandy for me. Tell her I love her.
Yeah, I know she knows.
A small grin from Princess.
Mom, it was good to see you.
For once, I can honestly say the same, Leo. Kiss my grandbaby goodnight for me.
I will.
Leo leaves.
Bye.
Dumi approaches.
Ladies, how about a late dinner? I've got some fabulous party ideas that I want to show you. It's going to be epic.
What about Sabello?
Oh, he'll be fine. Shall I call a cab?
Yeah?
Dumi bites her tongue.
Let's go.
Princess and Margaret follow Dumi out. Sabello frowns as he sees them leave in a restaurant.
It's going to be the birthday bash of the decade.
Dumi's pulled out all the stops. It's stunning, right?
I was thinking something more intimate. You know, like Zaza's 35th birthday at my place.
Oh, no. Princess wanted grandeur. I've gotten to know Princess well over the last 18 months. It's just party jitters.
Life begins at 40.
Oh,
cheers.
Oh, I'll drink to that.
Cheers.
They clink their glasses.
Actually, I'll get us some more champers. We've got lots to celebrate.
Dumi turns in a chair. Her smile drops when she sees a man with a pregnant woman. He puts his arm around her. Dumi watches them as they make their way to a table. Dumi turns back to Princess and Margaret.
So, I was thinking of redecorating my bathroom. Some blue and green mosaic.
Dumi darts a look at them once more. A downward tilting shot of Princess's mansion at night. All the house lights are on. Princess, in her yellow dress, arrives home and opens the glass front door. She enters and closes the door behind her. She plonks down on the couch, her gaze lowered. Dumi flicks on the lights in her foyer and makes her way to the champagne fridge. She takes a bottle. Princess on her phone scrolls through Instagram, looking at posts of the event. She stops on a photo of her and Leo. The caption reads, "What an incredible event. Hashtag power couple." Dumi is also on Instagram, looking at the man she saw in the restaurant's profile, Liruo's Graham. On his profile, she scrolls through photos of the pregnant woman with the caption reading, "Number 2 loading. Hashtag marriage material." Princess looks up from her phone. She sighs. Dumi looks up from her phone, a small shake of her head. She closes her eyes and sighs. Princess discards her phone, dropping it away from her on the couch. She looks away. Daytime, aerial shot of the inner city. Princess, dressed in patterned pants and a blue jacket, enters an art studio.
Hello? Leo? Tandy?
She looks around. Her eyes are drawn to paintings scattered throughout the studio. She walks from painting to painting. She stops at a large painting on its easel, covered by a sheet.
Hey.
Oh.
You're here early.
Hi.
She points at the large painting.
Is this the final piece?
No looky, no touchy, okay? It's for my eyes only.
Fine. But I don't think you need it. This is enough.
It's incomplete, Princess. The exhibition needs the centerpiece. My muse brings it all together.
Okay, it's fine. It's fine, we'll do it your way.
Who are you? And what did you do to the mother of my child?
Are you two arguing again?
No.
Come downstairs.
Okay.
Their daughter, Tandy, runs down the stairs to join them.
Hi. Hey. Hi, hello. Please get your stuff so we can go.
Okay.
Princess hugs Tandy.
Do you need help?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Love you.
Love you.
Tandy walks to the door.
Bye, my angel.
Bye.
She drags a little suitcase on wheels behind her.
So?
It's my birthday this weekend. I'm having a party. And as luck would have it,
I don't have a plus one. So I was thinking that maybe you could, you know, just...
She hands him an invite.
Help me with that.
Oh, okay. It's giving extra.
Yes, thank you. You sound like my mother. Okay, just let me know. I gotta go.
It's
okay.
Giving
yes,
too
thank
big.
You. Just let me know.
Dirty 40.
Whatever.
Princess leaves. Leo turns back to his paintings. He pulls the sheet off the easel. The canvas is bare. He drops the sheet and stares at the empty white canvas. Princess drives her silver SUV down a tree-lined street. In the backseat, Tandy's squinting into a compact mirror and applying a bright pink lipstick. She presses her lips together and strikes a pose for her mirror. Princess glances in her rearview mirror.
Are you wearing lipstick?
Tandy claps her hand over her mouth, hiding her bright pink lips.
What's our rule about wearing makeup?
Princess darts another look.
No makeup until I'm old enough.
Mm-hmm. I know your father enjoys coloring outside of the lines, but this is too much.
Didn't get it from him.
Then where did you get it?
Tandy stares ahead. The SUV comes to a stop.
We found it one day in his bathroom. Don't know who left it there.
Princess looks away from her rearview mirror. Princess gives a wave to the other vehicle and gets moving again. Tandy, Princess, and Dumi, in a wavy long black wig, are next to Princess's pool.
No way! Thank you, thank you, thank you, Auntie Dumi! Mom, look, my favorite K-pop bag!
It's their first time in South Africa, so you see, your new favorite auntie has connections.
Tandy gives Dumi a hug.
Aww. Who are you going to take with you?
If I go with Mom and Dad, we can be a real family for just one day. I'm going to call Coco!
Okay, my love.
Tandy runs off, still clutching the tickets.
Wow. Thank you, Auntie Tumi. She's been pestering me about those tickets for months. It's my absolute pleasure. I'm surprised she doesn't want to go with Leo and his new girlfriend.
His what?
I just found out from Tandy. She's already wearing her lipstick.
Did he even get permission from you to introduce them?
To be honest, I don't know how it happened. But how else do you explain a lipstick in a bachelor's bathroom?
Someone's clearly marking their territory.
Yeah.
Sober or not, Leo's a scumbag.
Dumi turns to her tablet.
And here you are busy cleaning him up, giving him his career back, and some chick thinks that she can just come and reap the rewards of your hard work.
Princess stares into the distance. She looks away. In Leo's studio, Leo paces and glares at the empty canvas.
Living one day at a time. Accepting hardship as a pathway.
Leo stands in front of the white canvas, speaking to it directly.
Come on.
Leo.
Princess arrives. Leo grabs the sheet and covers it up.
Hey. Did Tandy forget her diary again?
No.
Where is she?
She's at a sleepover at Zaza's.
Oh. What's up?
I just wanted to ask about the RSVP for my birthday.
Princess.
I know. No, I'm being pushy.
She looks at him. He faces her.
I think my answer's gonna be no, Princess.
Oh. Do you mind if I ask why?
He walks away from her.
Because I don't think that it's right to give Tandy the wrong impression. She's gonna think that we're back together again.
Yeah.
He goes back and faces her.
Guess that explains the lipstick.
Lipstick? What are you talking about?
Princess holds out the lipstick to him.
Your girlfriend's lipstick that Tandy was wearing?
He looks at her.
How could you just bring some strange woman around my child without even speaking to me about it?
They haven't even met yet. I was waiting for the right moment.
The right moment. This is why you've been so distracted.
Distracted?
After all the time and money and effort that I have put into this.
I didn't ask for all of this.
Yeah, but I had to do it, right? Someone has to do it so that you could be a present father to our child.
I'm done, man.
Leo walks away. He throws a paint cloth and heads for the door.
Run. That's so typical.
He stops and turns to her.
You know, it's funny how you've crowned yourself the model of happiness. You can't boss me around anymore, Princess. You don't own me. Get a life. And try and live it.
He walks away. He yanks the door open and leaves. Princess stands alone looking around the studio. Dusk over the city. Dumi and Sabelo in a hot tub. He feeds her a grape.
Fruit. Some bubbles.
Nice.
She leans over to him. They kiss. He then pulls away.
Hey, do you ever just want to, I don't know, just talk?
No. That's what my therapist is for.
So how's your big 40 party planning going?
Rebirthday, because I spent way too much money on that invitation logo for you to forget.
An invitation I'm still so eagerly waiting to receive. Princess already knows that you are my plus one. Like, why don't we just make it official?
She looks away.
I mean, I may be Princess's friend, but this party is still my job. I can't make her day about you.
Okay. How about we meet my family? It's been almost a year and you still haven't met my best friend or my sister.
Dumi purses her lips.
Okay, wait. Compromise? Lunch with my sister tomorrow. You will absolutely love her.
Oh,
she's amazing.
Goodness. What time is it? Oh, my goodness. I completely forgot. I have a virtual meeting. I'm sorry. You're going to have to go.
At 10 p.m.?
It's only 4 p.m. in New York.
Then I'll wait.
For 3 hours? Look, Sabelo, just see yourself out, okay? I have to get dressed.
She leans in and kisses him on the cheek. She gets out of the bubbly tub, leaving Sabelo behind.
Enjoy our meeting.
A new day breaks over the city. Princess sits on her bed, phone in hand, staring at the photo of her with Leo and Tandy taken at the golf day. She flops back onto the bed. She sighs. Dumi in a red mini dress and black and gold jacket walks downstairs, phone pressed to her ear.
Listen, sweetie, this is a 40th birthday party for a very sophisticated woman, okay? So I don't want any ice sculptures. So let's just leave that out for now. Okay, thanks.
Princess in a pink skirt and sunglasses arrives. Dumi ends her call and stops at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
Coffee?
I need some time away.
Okay, no problem. I'll handle the final sign-off here. Just don't forget to send me your RSVP list.
No, you're not hearing me. The party's off.
Excuse me?
I need to be alone. Now, right now.
I'm going to spend some time at my mom's new holiday house. I'm sorry, I have to go.
Okay, Princess, surely we can talk about this.
Princess leaves.
Princess! What happened?
Princess keeps on walking. She leaves to exit, pulling the front door shut behind her. Princess gets into the lift, pulls her sunglasses off and leans against the back of the lift, closing her eyes for a moment as a sigh escapes. Princess is driving. Her car snakes on the road through the mountainous landscape. She passes a sign that reads, "Welcome to Northwest." With her sunglasses on, she looks at the landscape passing by as she drives. Roadworks bring her and others to a stop. Roadworkers in their reflective yellow vests control and direct the flow of vehicles.
Where were you when I met Leo?
Princess lifts her sunglasses and looks down to her phone. She looks up and sees the other vehicles nudging forward. Princess puts her sunglasses back on and puts her phone down. She darts a quick look and accelerates. She tries to bypass the other vehicles, heading straight into an oncoming truck.
Oh!
She swerves and hits a truck, sending produce crashing.
The fuck?
The driver yanks out his key. Phone in hand, Princess gets out of her SUV.
Oh, shit.
What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with me? What the hell is wrong with you?
Why were you indicating? I thought
there's
you were going.
There's a guy with a red flag.
Yeah, I thought you were turning, okay?
Turning to where?
I'm sorry, is this roadworthy?
She points to his pickup truck.
A vintage, a classic, but like you would know.
Does the classic have insurance?
Oh my God. Do you have any idea what it took to get these chickens to lay high quality eggs in this heat?
Sorry, have you seen my car?
Your...
Excuse me.
Princess storms off to take pictures of the crash.
Joburg is man.
Unbelievable. Shit. But let's care about the eggs. High quality brown eggs.
Princess storms off. The driver checks his load on the back of his truck. Dumi's in her kitchen, scrolling and checking on her phone. Sabelo enters.
Babes? Babes?
Came as fast as I could.
My love?
I need a huge favor, please.
What's up?
The party venue has to change. Could you please drive me so I can work on the way? It's a bit of a trip.
The return? Lunch with my sister tomorrow.
Subs, come on. This is a crisis. I can't afford to be distracted right now. I don't want my friend to spend her birthday alone, so please just help me with this.
Sabelo grins.
Anything you need, babe?
Do me in closer.
Thanks, my love.
You are looking fly.
Thank you. You are so sweet.
She pecks him on his cheek.
Hi, sweetie.
Back on a call.
Yes. Okay, so here's the plan.
Princess pulls up at a mansion surrounded by a river and lush greenery.
Me and Coco build a fort, we made cookies, and we even watched a movie. But I miss you so much, Mommy.
Oh, my baby, I miss you too. I'm so happy that you're having a good time with Coco. I hope you're behaving yourself.
Of course I am.
I'll see you when I get back, my darling. I love you.
Okay, love you, Mommy. Bye.
Bye.
A butler unloads Princess's bags from her trunk. She ends the call and heaves a sigh. Sabelo faces his sister.
This weekend should be fun.
Oh, I'm really excited to finally meet the famous Dumi. Are you sure she's okay with me tagging along?
Don't tell me I haven't told her.
Sabelo in closer.
Hey, relax, man. I told her we should meet with you.
Relax.
Sabelo turns around when Dumi approaches. She's sporting a short black curly bob.
Dumi,
Nelly told me. It's my sister.
I told him not to ambush you, but he never listens.
She's coming with us.
Okay. Nelly, lovely meeting you. You look gorgeous, by the way. Can you just give us a quick second?
Okay.
Nelly steps aside. Her phone rings.
Sabelo, this is a business trip, not a family meeting.
Hey, Nelly Jelly! What's poppin'?
Tony, how many times have I told you?
Don't call me when you're in the strip club.
Nah, just chilling in Sunset with the boys. Where are you? Like a large mall or something.
Tony grins at her on the video call.
Who is that goddess with Sabelo?
His new girl. Supposed to go to some party out of town or something.
Wait. Without me? Wait, since when do I get left out?
Maybe it was a secret?
Send me a pin drop. I'm joining you to check her out. Launch Operation Rescue, our brother. Now.
Tony ends the call.
I'm working, Sabelo.
Dumi.
I asked you for a favor. Now you're bringing people along?
All right. Dumi, it was nice ambushing you. Maybe in the future we could meet properly, like adults.
Hey, you don't ambush anyone, relax.
I can get a cab from here.
Hey, you're going nowhere. You come with us.
Sabelo tilts his head and points to Nelly. He mouths the words, come on. He rests his head against Nelly's.
Okay, fine.
Nelly forces a smile.
Can we go, please?
Road trip!
Aerial shot of the holiday mansion, surrounded by lush greenery. Inside, Princess sits on a wingback chair, working on her phone and tablet. A sigh escapes. She puts her phone aside. She puts her tablet aside and leans back in the chair. She closes her eyes. Her eyes fly open. She doesn't move. Princess goes to answer the door. She opens the door and comes face to face with the truck driver she crashed into.
You.
Princess.
Yes?
I'm your birthday chef.
He pushes past her, box of produce in hand. Two helpers follow him.
Excuse you?
They carry on walking past her into the house. Princess stares at them. She starts typing on her phone when more people arrive.
Miss Princess, hi.
We're here for the recce, for the birthday party.
Come on, guys, let's get to work. So good to meet you.
Princess watches as they walk inside. A lady with a clipboard, workers, a photographer, a man carrying a box of produce. Princess stands in the doorway. Princess turns her head towards the hooting sound.
What is going?
She walks down the entrance stairs. A lanky man in tight white pants and a neon pink shirt finishes the last of his drink, keeping his eyes glued to his phone. He tosses the empty glass over his shoulder, oblivious of Princess staring at him.
Excuse me?
He drops his bag.
Hello. Hi.
He looks up.
Who are you?
Tony. Mia?
Tony finishes dialing, focusing on his call.
What's up, bro?
He kicks off his shoes.
Yeah, just arrived. Where you at?
Princess's jaw drops.
Come through, my dear. Alright, cool.
She watches as he starts to strip, pulling off his shirt. He ends the call, strips to his boxers, and walks into the pool.
Ah! Yes!
Princess storms back into the house and walks into two people measuring the front door.
Sorry.
She walks into a lounge area where more people are busy with preparations.
Sorry. Please don't touch. Can you just put that down? That's okay, thank you.
She runs after a woman.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Princess follows her into the kitchen. She stops and backtracks when she sees the truck driver from the crash sharpening his knives.
Who gave you permission to be in here?
He just glances at her and carries on.
Head of catering. Yes, I'm talking to you. Who gave you permission to be in here?
He looks at her.
My client did. Maybe go shout at her?
Princess has a blank stare. She purses her lips and then leaves. The chef shoots her a look, mimics her pursed lips, and then continues prepping. Princess is on her phone. Princess ends the call and goes to a bedroom. She opens the door and walks in on Tony and a woman in bed. Princess stutters, looks around, avoiding eye contact with the couple. She turns around, walks out, and closes the door. On the other side of the door, she pauses. She leaves. In bed, Tony shrugs. The young woman shoots Tony a look. Princess hurries downstairs.
On. There are strangers right now upstairs doing it in my bed. This place is like a damn circus.
Okay, I'm responsible for the circus. But this is a special birthday, and I won't let you shut everyone out.
Princess shakes her head.
Come on, cheer up.
Dumi hugs Princess. Dumi sees the chef.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Mawetu.
Mawetu waves.
Canapes? Anyone?
Sub-Zero!
Nelly,
Tony and the woman in bathrobes run down the stairs.
Next time don't be so shy, auntie.
The woman hugs Sabelo.
What took you guys so long?
Oh, Sabs? You're still looking so good. Oh my god.
Good to see you,
baby. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
The woman flicks her hair. Everyone stares at her.
Okay.
Princess turns on her heel and leaves. Dumi runs after her.
Oh, Princess, wait.
What the hell are you doing here?
Sabelo leads Tony away. Nelly follows. The woman in her bathrobe and the chef are left behind.
I'll have some of that.
She walks towards him. Sabelo, Tony and Nelly in a lounge.
Dude, what are you even doing here, dog?
Well, you're here.
Nelly.
Sorry, brother.
Sabelo.
You've got a big mouth.
We promised to check each other's partners out.
I also couldn't help but notice that Fifi's happy to see you.
That's some ancient shit, I relax.
Not for me, it ain't. And she still knows how to work the royal jewels.
Tony grabs his crotch.
My balls are drained.
I don't even want to know.
Calm.
Nope.
Nelly leaves.
Nope.
Good. On the real, I'm worried. You know, if this to me is like another...
Another what?
Club Paradise. Like, let's talk about old shit, dog. All
right.
Okay.
Good to see you, Tony.
Yeah.
They shake hands and embrace. Outside, dark clouds gather and thunders. Princess and Dumi's in a bedroom with Dumi curled up in a chair.
The real reason why I left Joburg.
I know
just...
why you left Joburg. But you didn't need to worry about anything, okay? What I have planned for you is going to be magnificent, trust me. All your guests have already
Dumi,
decided.
Dumi, please just stop. It's not that. I just.
Princess breaks eye contact, looking down.
I don't feel like myself. I know I'm supposed to be happy. But I'm not. I'm tired of pretending. So I would just like some time on my own to think.
Dumi looks to the door.
Oh, come on. Who's that?
I have no idea.
Ugh, oh, please, man.
Princess is on her feet.
Okay, wait for me.
She heads to the bedroom door. Dumi gets up and follows. Princess is on the landing overlooking the entrance. Dumi joins her.
It's my man.
Baby! You invited her, man. I don't
Baby, come here.
Oh, my love.
Oh, I'm so good to see you. Princess and Dumi watch as Nelly opens the front door for Leo and leaps into his arms. Princess looks at Dumi. When the kissing starts, Princess goes downstairs. Dumi follows. Leo freezes mid-embrace when he sees Princess.
Princess.
He stops the hug.
What the hell are you doing here?
What are you doing
this
here?
This is my mother's house, Leo.
Nelly looks at Princess.
Wait, this is Candy's mom.
Princess turns to Dumi.
I don't understand. Why would you invite him here?
I would never. I don't even know her like that.
And you, Leo, what are you doing here?
I invited Leo.
So... you know my daughter.
I haven't met your daughter. I didn't know you were that princess.
Oh.
Not say that, princess.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Okay, guys, let's just calm down.
Oh, just
let's...
shut up, Leo.
Yo.
The others join them.
Now I get why you didn't want to go to a birthday party.
Wow.
No. Princess.
Nice.
Princess bolts up the stairs, leaving Sabelo, Tony, and Fifi, who came to look. Nelly turns to Leo.
That's your baby mama?
Fifi shoots an open-mouthed look to Tony, Fifi in Zulu.
Wow, it's going down. It's going down here.
Princess walks into her room and grabs her handbag. Dumi enters.
Princess. Okay, can you just calm down? I feel like you're making a lot of hasty decisions and...
Princess ignores her and opens a cupboard door. She rummages in the cupboard.
Okay, so... is Leo the reason you wanted to bail out on your own party?
Princess punches her back. Princess faces Dumi.
Dumi, tomorrow I would like you and your band of merry little men to get the hell out of my mother's house.
Okay, your mother gave us permission to be here.
Oh, I don't give a shit who gave you permission. Just get out.
Princess takes off, packed bag in hand.
Princess.
Princess is already out the door.
Be reasonable.
My way to on his phone.
Guys, we may as well get comfortable. The bridge is closed, so... looks like we are stuck here for the night.
Sabelo, Tony, and Fifi are at the bar with Mawetu.
Princess!
Tumi follows Princess.
Come on! Princess!
Fifi checks her phone.
This week? Content fest.
Fifi posts, hashtag JosieTouristOMG. Night. Princess stands outside, bags packed.
Princess, please. Please don't go.
Please don't.
Oh, come on. You can't drive in the middle of the night, let alone this rain.
Oh, Dumi,
lightning hits, killing the power. They bundle back inside, Dumi and Princess each grabbing a suitcase. Dumi closes the front door behind them. Princess leaves her bags by the front door and heads up the stairs. An exterior shot of the holiday mansion. It's pitch black. Inside, Tony, Nelly, and Dumi are gathered.
Right, so no party. What an anticlimax.
Oh, can you just relax? It is late and the roads are probably flooded, so no one's going anywhere.
Tony shoots a look at Nelly.
I'm going to check on Princess.
Princess lies in a bath. Lit candles decorate the rim of the bath, filled with bubbles. A knock on the bathroom door. She looks to the door.
Princess! Please, come on.
Princess remains unmoved in the bath. She turns her head away from the door.
Come on, don't be silly.
Outside, the rain has stopped. Sabelo and Leo gather piles of wood.
I'm sure you never imagined you'd ever be meeting me like this, huh?
That would assume I'd thought of that already. Listen, Sabelo. Nelly and I haven't been dating for a long time, but I'm really into her.
You know that I'm her only living family, right?
Yeah, I know.
Sabelo loads more wood onto the stack Leo's holding.
My sister's been through a lot. And Tony and I will do anything to protect her. And you have to come to the two of us if you don't want this weekend to be the last time you ever see her, right?
A small frown passes over Leo's brow. Inside, Tony, Nelly, Tumi, and Fifi are in the lounge with drinks.
So,
Tumi,
your name's Fifi, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did you meet Subs?
Fifi grins.
We've set this town on fire a few times.
Dumi.
I gather that you make a habit of hanging around your elders, basically.
Fifi looks at Dumi, eyes wide.
Oh, you took it there.
Dumi takes a sip from her wine. On the other side of the lounge, Tony's with Nelly.
Subs cares about her. Seems nice.
Well, Black Widow spiders seem nice before they liquefy and eat their mates.
It's bad.
Oh, gosh.
Let me tell you about Sabs and this friend of mine, Noma Treasure.
Fifi to Tumi.
The biggest baddie that got stigmatized by Sabs.
If she knew he was in town.
Oh my gosh, she would.
Sabelo enters.
What are you ladies gossiping about?
Oh, nothing. Just Fifi catching me up on your friend.
Tumi Ntswana.
What's her name? Noma Treasure.
Yeah.
She's not my friend.
Sabelo moves away. Mawetu.
Dinner's ready. This way, ladies and gents.
Leo is with Nelly.
Listen, baby, this trip was a bad idea. I just want to...
Then let's leave tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Nelly nods and Leo puts his arm around her, pulling her closer. Everybody gathers in the dining room, decked out in candles and food. Sabelo pulls a chair out for Tumi. She sits down. Princess is not there. Exterior shot of the dark mansion, thunder visible in the distance. Inside, Princess in her pajamas sneaks into the kitchen with a lantern. She walks up a few stairs. She moves a bowl on the kitchen counter and bumps the lantern on the counter as she puts it down. She walks and looks around. She opens a top cupboard, too short to see inside. She jumps. Behind her, Mawetu wearing a vest enters. Princess closes the cupboard.
Hey.
She turns to face him.
Hi.
Could I warm you up some soup?
Princess nods.
Yeah.
Mawetu lights up the gas stove.
I'm guessing this isn't the weekend you had planned, huh?
No.
Maybe the universe brought the party to you for a reason.
What reason would that be?
Mawetu dishes soup while Princess watches him.
I don't know. Maybe it's conspiring to force you to face whatever it is you ran from.
Didn't want to party, that's all.
See.
He offers her the soup bowl.
What do you want?
She takes the bowl.
Well, I mean the soup, obviously.
Mawetu smiles. She eats the soup with some gusto. Mawetu looks at her, a slight smile on his lips. A blue hot fire in the lounge.
Sometimes running isn't an option.
They're on the couch.
You can't outrun yourself.
Speaking from experience.
I was living my dream in London. Michelin star restaurant as a head chef, amazing apartment. Thought I had everything I ever wanted. But I knew something was missing. So I gave it all up and came here. What's life without happiness?
Yeah.
Well, wine?
Yes, please.
He reaches for two filled wine glasses.
There you are, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Cheers.
Cheers.
They clink the glasses. A new day. Outside, the storm has cleared. Inside, Princess and Mawetu are fast asleep on the couch. She's lying in the crook of his arm, a blanket over her. Leo enters, dressed in running gear. He stops in his tracks when he sees the two asleep on the couch, a grim smile across his face before he continues on his way outside. Fifi gets out of the pool, wearing a yellow two-piece swimsuit. She sits on one of the lounges and picks up a phone. She smiles as she looks at her phone. Her phone pings as it goes live, and Fifi strikes a pose for the camera.
Hey, Fifstars. I see that you guys are totally obsessing over my hashtag JorzyTourist thread. Are we, like, trending?
The comments flood in.
Let me tell you, last night, I exposed one of...
Sabelo joins her.
Fifi.
Yep.
You absolutely did me a dirty last night.
Why? What did you...
You spoke to me about Number Treasure. Like, Number Treasure's in my past, girl.
Oh, you like her, don't you? You do. Oh, Sub-Zero.
She tickles Sabelo's stomach.
That's cold, girl. Come on.
Dumi, yoga mat in hand, comes out of the house. Fifi motions to Sabelo that Dumi's there. Sabelo turns and sees her. Dumi, having spotted them, moves off.
Dumi.
She stops and turns to face Sabelo.
Are you angry about Number Treasure?
Now, why would a grown man who'd still date Slay Queens make me mad? It's not like we're in a relationship.
You are angry.
Subs, come on, let's be honest. What we have here is a situationship. Don't overthink it. Remember? Have fun.
She leans in and gives him a peck on the lips. She turns on her heel and walks off. Sabelo touches his lips. He looks over to Fifi, who's been watching. Fifi touches her face, mimicking the way Dumi touched Sabelo's. Sabelo looks over to Princess, doing yoga on the lawn. Dumi joins her.
May I? Oh, yeah.
Dumi unfolds her yoga mat on the grass next to Princess. She sits down on the mat. Dumi checks her phone. A reminder pops up. One day to 40th rebirthday. Princess also gets the same alert. Dumi turns to Princess.
Princess, I'm sorry. We were just trying to give you a little nudge. Look, I know I shouldn't just have dumped everything on you like that, but...
Princess looks to Dumi.
I just really needed to be alone. I don't get it, though. I mean, you are literally on a winning streak right now. This party will be the ultimate celebration for you to enter your 40s. And you know what? You deserve it. Look, fine, okay. Can we do something simple? Just like a simple dinner, okay? I can't face a big party right now.
Dumi gives a small nod.
Okay. We can do that.
Everybody gathers at a table set outside.
Thank you.
Everybody takes a seat. Leo gives Nelly a kiss.
Thank you.
Princess and Dumi join them.
Thank you.
Mawetu approaches with a tray.
Some ginger tea for the nausea, Miss Nelly.
Thank you so much.
Sabelo.
No, what is wrong?
I just have a tummy ache.
Mawetu gives Nelly the tea.
Oh, look at these cuties. If I am not as hot as you when I'm an auntie, I will be so mad. Oh, my word.
Anyway, I just... like to say something, if you don't mind.
Princess sits at the head of the table.
Last night was...
Interesting.
I was going to say overwhelming. I came here to be alone. And then... Well, then, all of you arrived. It's my birthday weekend, and I would still like to celebrate it on my own terms. But...
All eyes on Princess.
You're all more than welcome to stay.
Yeah. I think we can make the most of the weekend. Let's just have fun. And end it off with a nice celebratory dinner.
That sounds perfect. So, who's staying?
Oh, count me in, right? Count us in. Subs, right?
I was never leaving. Not since I started discovering your mom's cellar.
Also, Dooms, we need to do something fun.
Well, I may have a few suggestions.
Fifi claps.
Let's eat up.
Yes.
Princess raises her glass.
Finally!
She darts a look at Leo. He looks at her, then she looks away. Paired up, they speed through the trees on quad bikes. Nelly, snug behind Leo, throws her arms up. Dumi hangs on as Sabelo speeds along. They all wave and laugh at one another. Princess shoots them a grin. She's riding alone. They cross over a narrow concrete bridge, the water swirling below. Princess snaps a pic of a blossom with her phone. Leo appears behind her. He lifts his camera and starts clicking away. Princess is oblivious of him behind her with his camera. Princess swings around.
Mind if I...
Princess faces him. He carries on taking a photo. Leo lowers his camera and steps closer to her.
Listen, sorry for crashing your weekend.
Really?
I mean, if I knew that Nelly had invited me to your mom's mansion, I wouldn't have showed up.
Nelly, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. She seems, young. So
judgmental. For someone who's already giving it up for guys she just met.
Princess stares at him. Leo jogs away. Her head follows him. Then she turns back. Leo joins Nelly amongst the trees.
Hey, love.
He gives Nelly a kiss on the cheek. She smiles.
Well, that didn't go so well.
Nearly.
Oh, my love, you tried.
They walk on.
Then I don't run off, man.
Leo's arm around her.
You get to know tea and Sabs.
Yeah.
Okay, find inspiration for your last piece, yeah?
Yeah, that one.
Dumi and Sabelo walk.
I am so happy this party's happening.
Dumi.
All thanks to you, honey.
She thinks we're having a dinner, but I'm going ahead with the party anyway. The moment she hears us all yell surprise, Princess will have no choice but to have fun.
The situation.
That's what she said.
Tony and Fifi gossiping. The others join them.
That was lots of fun. What's next?
I was thinking massages.
No. Mm-mm. The boys are coming with me. Sabs, you have a visa, bro. Let's go.
Hey. Oh.
Yeah.
Have
yeah,
fun.
Yeah,
let's go.
We're going to
fun. Come.
Yeah.
The men take off, and the women go their own way. The bathrobed women scroll through photos.
Isn't this cute?
Yeah, I love that. Can you see the other one? Yeah, that one.
The men make their way downstairs as the women sip their champagne.
Have fun.
The guys walk past them, all dressed up. Leo gives Nelly a kiss. Princess looks away. Fifi on the phone and in a bright bodysuit wearing a platinum wig enters.
Is the lady...
Excuse me.
Mantua.
Girl, we're on the way.
Princess Dumi and Nelly look at Fifi, then at each other. Princess leaves. A white cue ball breaks a pool rack.
Yeah, okay. Let's
go. Sabela reacts with a heart emoji on an Instagram pic of Princess and Dumi. Tony grabs his phone.
Hey, Chacha.
Wait.
Heart emojis? For a situationship?
Not a situationship.
Look, if a chick tells you what lane she wants to be in, keep her there.
Sabelo grabs his phone.
Have you told her how you feel?
Feel.
Fifi watches.
Like, feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, every time I try open up, she shuts down like a clam, man. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, she's made you a situationship.
But we need to get this girl out of your system, I swear. Like,
what really works for Nelly and I is that we always tell each other the truth. So just talk to her, man.
Sabelo takes a sip of his drink. Princess and Dumi sitting poolside with their champagne.
Fifi is annoying, but I'm not fazed by her.
And yet here you are complaining about her.
Who's complaining?
I'm just saying, maybe it's time to be honest about your feelings.
I see the way you look at him, okay? You want more. Why not?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You deserve to be loved. We all do. Even if that love comes in the form of a love back.
Excuse me, ma'am?
It's just something Leo said. He got so upset because he thought I got cozy with...
Excuse me.
My waiter appears.
Enjoy, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chef.
They flash him a smile when he puts down a platter and retreats.
So, did we bond with the hot chef?
Oh, stop it. No, I didn't bond with the hot chef, okay? We were talking. He's a normal, decent guy, that's all.
Oh, decent in what way? Like?
Nelly joins them and gets herself a drink.
Ladies?
She sits down on a lounge chair.
So... Nelly, I had no idea it was you, that you were the one seeing the father of my child.
It's still new.
So, are you ready to be a mother? You know that Tandi's an important part of Leo's life.
Leo can't stop talking about her. He lights up every time.
Aw, that is cute. At least you know he's going to be great with your own kids.
Oh, I don't want kids.
Nelly winces.
I mean...
Well, luckily no one's expecting you to mother Tandi because, well, I'm here. I'm part of the package. Leo and I are intertwined.
Nelly clears her throat.
Excuse me.
Nelly gets to her feet and scurries off. Princess watches her go. Nelly hurries back into the house.
Okay. What was that?
Who cares?
No, I'm talking about you, girl. Leo and I are intertwined.
Dumi, please, you don't get to judge me, okay?
It's just that I don't want to see you get hurt again, especially not by a man.
Think about it. I came here to be alone. And then who just shows up out of the blue?
If that is not a sign from the universe, then I don't know what is.
Okay, now I'm officially worried about you.
No, don't worry about me, okay? Worry about Fifi in her lycra tights and her big everything. Worry about that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I heard you the first time.
Dumi turns back to her phone. An Instagram pic pops up of Sabelo and Fifi toasting the camera. Dumi frowns. Princess notices.
What?
Princess's silver SUV pulls up on a gravel road and parks in front of a bar. Princess, Dumi, and Nelly emerge from the SUV, all dressed in vibrant colors. They enter the bar.
Oh, this is lovely.
Leo sits at a table, drawing a woman's face in a sketch pad. Princess and Dumi have a look around. Princess spots Leo. They make their way over to him.
Hey.
He looks up.
Hey.
Where are the others?
Well, they spoke about paradise.
Princess sits down.
A visa and ziplining.
Dumi, still standing, looks at Princess.
Hey, I don't know.
Do you want to go look for them?
Dumi walks away.
I need a drink.
Nelly appears and Leo gets up and hugs her.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Come, sit.
He leads her to sit down next to him.
I was worried that my brothers would scare you off.
Tony's been trying his heart out, but, you know.
That's Tony.
Been grilled by the family already.
Guess what?
Guess who's trending?
Princess hands Leo her phone.
Leo Moyo.
What?
RSVPs are rolling in. People are already asking about prices. Leo, I told you. The world is ready for you.
Okay. Thank you, princess.
He high-fives her. On the other side of the bar, Dumi looks at more Instagram photos of Sabelo and Fifi toasting. Dumi takes a sip of a drink and then goes over to the others.
May I borrow your car keys?
Yep.
Princess hands Dumi her car keys.
Be right back.
Dumi takes off.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Dumi exits. Aerial shot of a green landscape. Tony gets strapped into a harness. Sabelo and Fifi already strapped in. Fifi posts a live video.
Hey. Watch the jewels.
Couples ziplining. I won't lie, guys. I am a bit scared.
Oh, no. Not to worry, Fifi. You're in good hands.
Dumi arrives.
But can you unhook me, please?
Dumi.
No, my love. Go with Fifi. I'll find my own person to zipline with.
All right.
Oh, hello.
Ever done this before?
No, I haven't, but I am very ticklish.
Well, couples ziplining is about trust. But can you just unhook me quickly?
Sabelo tries to unhook.
You hold on to each other and you never let go. So put your hands on me like so.
Sabelo.
Hey, hands up, my woman. Relax. Hey, relax.
Sabelo pushes him away.
My woman.
Sabelo.
Look here.
I do not want a visa. I don't want to give you a visa either.
They're face to face. Do me.
Okay, Sabelo, but I thought you were.
Sabelo grabs her head and pulls her in for a kiss. The instructor walks away. Dumi ziplines. She speeds over the treetops. Sabelo follows close, his legs up in the air. Tony speeds along, a smile on his face. Fifi flies across the trees, holding tightly onto her harness. Back on the ground, Sabelo and Dumi kiss, their foreheads touching.
Yeah. Okay, get a room.
Oh, please, don't be jealous.
You've got eyes, Tom.
Hey.
Dumi kisses Sabelo again.
You are so beautiful. You are everything. I love being around you. Every time I'm with you, it's absolutely amazing.
He cups her face with his hands.
I love you.
Dumi looks up at him, then pulls his hands away from her face.
Dumi
darts a look around. Sabelo sighs.
I need the loo.
Dumi bolts, leaving Sabelo alone. He bites his lip and looks down. He turns around and looks to where Dumi had taken off to.
It didn't go well.
He looks off into the distance. Back at the mansion, Dumi sits with her feet in the clear blue pool. Princess approaches, carrying two glasses of champagne. Dumi turns round and reaches for a glass. Princess sits down in a pool lounger.
He said the L word. Just blurted it out. Oh.
Dumi takes a sip of champagne.
What did you say?
I ran away.
Dumi!
I panicked.
Princess stares at her with a dropped jaw. Dumi picks up her phone.
You know, this whole joke online about your Limpopo man going away for the long weekend.
Because he's getting married.
Yeah.
Dumi hands Princess her phone. A pic pops up.
That was me.
It's the man with the pregnant woman Dumi saw. Flashback. Dumi looks at a negative pregnancy test.
He wanted to have babies with me.
Let's find a new doctor and find out what's wrong with you.
The man and Dumi in a bathroom.
With me.
Present. Dumi gasps her breath. She looks down.
Now she's living my life.
Her smile fades.
And you know, he said the L word all the time.
What if Sabelo wants this life with you?
Until he finds out that I'm not wife material, then he dumps me for a Fifi.
Dumi sips the champagne.
Can't base all your decisions on fear. You and Sabelo could have something.
Sabelo will just have to accept that we'll never be more than casual.
You're sure about that?
Dumi looks at Princess. She then drops her gaze.
Yes.
Fifi walks with Tony and Sabelo.
You do know that women also get surprised by the L word.
Okay, he didn't mean it, okay? It was just the adrenaline rush, right, bruv?
Maybe you're right, man. I need to accept this what it is, this situationship. Like, I can't let a slip-up of a word complicate things.
My boy, yes. That's what's work.
Tony and Sabelo fist bump.
Was it really just a slip?
Fifi's finger in Sabelo's face.
Sabs, I honestly feel like that version of you is dead and gone.
What version are you talking about?
Sabs, do you love Dumi?
Sabelo looks away.
Okay.
Fifi.
Why don't you make, like, a list? One side, you write all the reasons why you and Dumi should be in a relationship, and on the other side, why you should keep it casual.
Tony nods.
Wait, Fifi, did you just give me some silly ideas from some woman magazine article? Really?
Sabido.
Honestly?
Like, you're kidding me.
Fifi answers her phone. Fifi.
My sister. No. No.
Dumi and Princess are still at the pool. They both look to Nelu, who coughs. She runs back into the house. Dumi turns to Princess.
We'll be back.
Princess gets up and goes inside. Princess follows Nelly to the bathroom. Nelly, hunched over a toilet, throws up. She flushes the toilet, closes, then sits on the lid. She has a cell phone. Princess approaches.
Siri, how long does morning sickness last?
Princess lingers out of sight. Princess overhears, turns and walks away. She goes downstairs. Mawetu appears as she gets downstairs.
Oh, hey, everything's set for tonight's dinner, so I'm just stepping out, okay?
Oh, hey, can I come with you? I need to get out of here for a bit.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks. Lead the way.
Okay.
Mawetu moves off, Princess following. Mawetu's truck snakes through the green landscape. Princess sits next to Mawetu as he drives, greeting passers-by as they go.
Hello, Mama!
Princess glances at him and smiles. They turn into a dirt road.
Are you kidnapping me?
This is the local community center. Sometimes help out here. I promise you're gonna like it.
You're full of surprises.
They stop at Itirileng Community Center. Inside, Princess falters when she sees the local artwork on display. She stops in her tracks, eyes on the paintings. Mawetu takes her further into the community center.
So, what happened earlier?
Princess shakes her head and then looks back at the paintings.
Your universe is playing games with me. I thought if I could just figure out this one part of my life, everything else would fall into place.
She looks at another painting, Mawetu watching her.
Instead, everything is slipping out of my hands.
She stops in front of a painting.
What is?
Princess shrugs. Mawetu's eyes are still on her. Sabelo's in the bar and looks at a photo of Dumi on his phone. He puts the phone down. He reaches for the bill in a glass, opens and pops a sweet in his mouth and takes the pen. He thinks for a moment, his gaze falling on his phone, still sporting the picture of Dumi. He starts writing on the back of the bill, prose. The lush green landscape. Two safari jeeps are parked overlooking a river. Nelly stands in Leo's embrace.
Shouldn't we find out what's making you so sick, babe?
I'll be fine.
Are you sure?
Princess looks up and then to them.
I don't like seeing you like this.
Tony jogs backwards, joining them. Princess turns to them.
Where's Tumi and Sabelo?
I thought they were with you guys.
Sabelo arrives jogging.
Oh, hey, subs. I thought you guys would leave without me.
He removes his sunglasses.
Hey, where's Tumi?
She's not here.
No.
Let me give her a call.
Sabelo takes out his phone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey.
Everybody turns to look. Tumi approaches, holding a man's arm.
Hello. Gang. Meet RJ. RJ, this is my gang.
Hey.
RJ shoots a small wave.
Hey, RJ. What's up?
Sabelo stares blankly.
It's Zipline guy.
Yo. Let's get this party started. Yeah?
Everybody starts to leave.
Okay.
Sabelo just stares.
Sabs, you coming?
Yeah, I'm coming.
Sabelo puts his sunglasses back on and follows them. The two safari jeeps crawl through the grass. Princess and Sabelo alone in one jeep. Dumi, RJ, Nelly and Leo in the other jeep. Sabelo turns to look at the other jeep behind them. The others are having fun. Dumi next to RJ is smiling, pointing to the animals. On a boat, RJ has his arms around Dumi, offering her his binoculars. She takes the binoculars. Sabelo watches them. The sun sets. At the mansion, a table has been set next to the pool. Mawetu serves them.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we have the grilled sea bass stuffed with cocktail tomatoes, lemon, garlic, and mushrooms. Please do enjoy.
Thank you, Chef.
RJ sits next to Dumi.
Looks good.
Sabelo watches them. He gets up from the table.
I am this close to breaking the world record for jumps.
RJ leans closer to Dumi.
Oh, the world record, huh?
Indeed.
Sabelo walks away.
Oh, I can tell. Muscles and all.
Tony looks from Dumi and RJ and gets up. Dumi watches him leave as RJ takes a sip of his drink. Tony joins Sabelo, standing to one side, cradling his drink.
Perf, why are you stressing this?
Get off my back, Tony.
Tony, taken aback, puts his hand in his pocket. Nelly, next to Leo, has her hand over her mouth.
Listen, babe.
Nelly looks at him.
Let's not keep things from each other.
Princess watches them and takes a sip of her champagne. Nelly leans in and they kiss. After dinner, everyone's seated at an outside lounge suite.
What is the biggest football competition in the world?
FIFA. World Cup.
That's right. But say the whole thing.
The FIFA World Cup.
Yes. Okay, next. Snap, crackle, and pop.
Thanos.
Snap, crackle, and pop.
No.
Come on.
Snap, crackle, and pop. Wow. Time. Wow. Rice Krispies.
Whatever. My way to enters.
Some bone broth for Nelly. This should settle her stomach.
Thank you so much.
Bone broth?
Oh, yeah. Nels doesn't like seafood. Wait, not even oysters?
Sabelo looks to RJ.
You do know they're not for these yet.
He's on his feet.
The fuck are you talking to? Why the fuck are you here?
Okay, wow. Okay, let's get back to the game.
Yeah.
Princess gets up. Sabelo sits back down.
Your honey is a
Pomeranian?
Yes, okay, good. Oh, I think Nelly might get this one.
Princess mimics being pregnant. Nelly stares at her. Leo looks to Nelly.
Pregnant? Oh, yes, well done.
Why would Nelly get that one?
Wait.
So silly.
Okay, hold on. Next part. You feel ill early in the day, but actually it can last the whole day.
A headache. Headache?
No, I mean, she was doing it all day, remember?
The morning sickness.
Yes, well done. Well done.
Sabelo whips his head around to Nelly. Fifi, who's recording on a phone, drops her phone slowly. Leo and Nelly look to each other.
Are you pregnant?
Yeah, you're pregnant.
Princess.
Ooh. Oh, sorry, I thought you knew.
Leo, can we...
Just tell me. Nelly doesn't want kids.
Fifi elbows Tony.
I've been asking you and asking you, what's wrong? What's wrong?
What's wrong is Princess says...
This has nothing to do with her.
Princess has a smug smile. Leo faces Nelly.
Are you keeping this from me because you don't want to have our child?
Nelly just looks at him. Princess watches them. Leo gets up and goes.
Leo.
Nelly follows him.
Leo, wait. Let me explain.
Oh, come on.
Leo.
Did I not ask you to talk to me? Did I not ask you to talk to me?
Princess joins them.
How long have you been hiding this?
What? Stay out of this, Princess, damn it. Have you not done enough?
I was just trying to protect you, Leo.
All the others have followed them, watching.
What happened to honesty, Nelly?
Leo stares at Nelly, then he walks away.
Leo.
Nelly turns to Princess.
Are you happy with yourself?
I am not the one who is lying here. I am not the one with the secret.
A secret that is not yours to tell.
You know the biggest loser will be if Leo relapses? Your daughter.
Princess takes off. Sabelo goes to comfort Nelly. He embraces her. Sabelo.
I'm sorry.
He holds her. Dumi watches as Sabelo comforts his sister. Sabelo kisses Nelly on her forehead. Tony standing with them. The moon is full in the clear night sky. A drink is put down on the bar counter. Leo picks up his drink. A man next to Leo takes a sip of his beer, then looks at Leo. Man.
What is it, bro?
Leo just stares straight ahead.
Women problems.
Leo doesn't respond. The drunkard drops and shakes his head. Princess arrives and opens the door. She enters the bar. She looks around. The man pushes a thin tinfoil packet towards Leo. Leo puts his glass down and shoots the guy a look.
I'm not interested.
Leo checks his phone. A bunch of notices come up. 3 missed calls from Nelly. Leo gets up. A text comes through from Nelly. Leo, I'm worried about you. Please call me. Leo starts to walk away. He stops in his tracks when he sees Princess there. They look at each other. Princess drops her gaze. Back at the house, Nelly paces as she listens to Leo's voicemail.
Hey, it's Leo. Sorry I can't get to the phone right now, but please leave your name and number and I'll call you back.
Nelly ends the call. Sabelo and Tony come in. They flank Nelly. Sabelo puts his hand on her shoulder. Tony.
My friend.
Tony touches Nelly's cheek.
You okay?
Nelly shakes her head. Sabelo.
Why didn't you tell us?
I just found out last night. I was trying to wrap my head around everything.
Now you have baby mama drama.
Nelly puts her hand to her mouth, crying. Sabelo pats her on the shoulder.
Thanks.
At the bar, Princess and Leo are at a table. They're drinking orange juice.
What happened today was out of hand. It wasn't my place to blurt out your business like that. But I don't want you to relapse because...
You don't think much of me, do you, huh? No matter how hard I try to be a better man, a better father.
That is not true. Look, Things weren't supposed to go like this, okay? I thought it was like a sign, you know?
A sign?
Princess looks away.
Princess, we've worked so hard to get to this place where we're great co-parents. Why would you even want to sabotage that, man?
Please forgive me, okay?
This isn't about you.
Okay. I'll make it up to Nelly, I promise you, please.
Leo looks down and shakes his head.
Please.
You know what? I'm not going to do the exhibition, Princess.
No.
I'm done.
Leo, please.
I'm done.
He hits the table with his hand. Princess drops her head as Leo gets up from the table and leaves. Back at the mansion, Sabelo is outside. He looks at a diamond ring and puts it back in its velvet box. Fifi comes up behind him with a drink.
Refill?
Sabelo whips around.
What's up, girl?
So?
Fifi hands him the drink. She's now wearing a stylish dark wig. From inside the house, Dumi watches Sabelo and Fifi by the pool. Sabelo spots Dumi. Sabelo looks at Fifi, then reaches for her. Fifi opens her arms and pulls him close. They hug. Sabelo holds her, gazing up to Dumi. Dumi looks on from the house. She turns away from the window. Nelly, in her pajamas, gets into the big double bed. Leo enters the room.
Hey.
She looks down.
You smell like a prairie.
Yeah. I was really tempted.
He sits on the bed.
But I didn't. Princess arrived and then...
Get out, Leo. Get out.
Wait. We need to talk, baby.
You went and had a drink with Princess after what she did, and you want me to sit and talk to you?
Nelly, it wasn't a date.
I don't care. Go to her.
Nelly.
Get out!
Leo gets up and leaves. Nelly watches him go. She drops her face in her hands. Princess and Dumi drink wine.
I'm a terrible person.
No man is worth the drama.
Mm.
Trust me.
Dumi takes a sip.
It's just... I felt like I was running out of time, you know? For this big imaginary life I was supposed to be living. And I looked up, there was Leo, and he was like everything I knew he could be. Except it had nothing to do with me. I should be happy, though, right?
Dumi nods.
You've literally got everything going for you at the moment.
Yeah, but a magazine cover and some awards won't keep you warm at night.
You don't need a man to keep you warm.
Yes, I know that, Tumi, but I want companionship.
You've got friends. You've got Tandi. Do you know what a blessing that is?
I'm not the only one who should be counting her blessings.
Tumi looks away.
Why would you taunt Sabelo with that guy?
Oh, please, he brought it on himself.
Tumi, come on.
Tumi finishes the wine.
Oh, I need a refill.
Tumi picks up the wine bottle and tops up her glass. Dawn, aerial shot of the mansion surrounded by lush green landscape. A humming Fifi comes downstairs, phone in hand. She has a long dark wig and is dressed in a bright green halter neck dress. She stops in her tracks at the bottom of the stairs where she spots Leo fast asleep on the couch. Fifi tiptoes past him and goes outside. She closes the door carefully behind her. Fifi moves further away from the house and starts a live video.
Hey, Fif stars! Yes, I am still... at the mansion.
Love emojis pop up.
Oh my gosh, we have new followers. Hi, guys. Welcome, welcome. So, I know that most of you are dying for an update about yesterday's drama.
She turns when she hears the door close. Sabelo walks out with a cup of coffee. He joins her.
Morning.
Morning, Fifi.
She looks at him.
What?
Sabs, you need to talk to Dumi.
Fifi and Sutu.
Because it's obvious that you love her.
If you don't...
Fifi in Zulu.
You'll regret it.
She points her finger at him. Fifi backs away, leaving Sabelo with his coffee. She's on her phone typing. She turns and goes back to the house. Inside, Princess's bedroom is in disarray. Wine bottles on the floor and cushions scattered all over. Princess and Dumi, still in their clothes from the previous night, are fast asleep. Dumi's phone erupts with an alert. Happy 40th rebirthday. Texts flood in on Princess's phone. Nandi, happy birthday. Zaza, happy birthday, Pri. Love you. Zimkita, here's to the rebirth. Happy birthday, Queen. Both Princess and Dumi are awake and have their phones. Dumi sits up.
Happy 40th birthday.
Princess keeps her eyes closed and moves her arm to above her head.
So,
Dumi rubs her face and looks over to the sleeping princess.
I didn't cancel the party.
Oh, to me.
Princess sits up.
What do you mean you didn't cancel the party?
Just see it as a gift from me to you, okay? It's not even about the business anymore. It's about our friendship. Come on, let us celebrate you.
Princess looks at Dumi.
Please.
Princess shakes her head.
Okay. We can do the party. Okay? So, you're not mad at me?
How can I be mad at you? You went to all this effort to show me that no matter what happens, this is still a moment worth celebrating.
Princess touches Dumi's arm.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Nelly looks at herself in the mirror. She fixes her hair. Behind her, Princess enters the room. Nelly starts to turn to Princess, then faces the mirror again.
Hi.
Nelly turns to face Princess. They look at one another.
The party's back on, and I would like for you to stay and celebrate with us.
Why the fuck would I want to stay for your party? You shouldn't have said anything, Princess.
I know.
Nelly throws her hands up. She turns away from Princess. Princess turns and leaves. Dumi is giving orders. Dumi.
You can leave the box in the corner over there, and then you can start with the decorations.
Okay, hanging everything. Thank you. Oh, finally. Just find a spot and set up.
Dumi, with a clipboard in hand, joins Princess. They face each other. Sabelo enters. He falters when he sees Dumi. He walks right past Dumi and Princess. Princess gives Dumi a look. Dumi turns to watch Sabelo leave. Fifi approaches and walks by in another outfit. Dumi watches her.
Look, he's still here, right? So it must mean he wants to work things out with you.
Have you fixed things with Leo and Nelly?
I'm working on it.
Okay. That's good.
Leo's outside on a phone call.
Yeah, I thought this would be a chance for a break, you know?
A little inspiration.
Look,
man, I'm here anytime you need me.
Hey, man, can I call you back?
Sure.
Leo sees Princess.
Remember, sobriety brings freedom.
Thank you, bro.
Leo ends the call and turns to Princess.
Look, can I ask you for one favor? Just come with me. No drama, just come with me, please.
Leo looks around, hesitates. He spots Nelly wearing a red one-piece boob tube standing in the distance. She sees them and walks away. Leo looks at Princess.
Lead the way.
He follows Princess. Princess's silver SUV cuts through the lush landscape. The community center, Princess and Leo enter. Eyes on the local art and paintings on the walls. Leo stops and looks at all the art. He wanders through the easels.
Such raw talent.
Yeah. I'm thinking of taking some of these for the gallery. What? You don't think it's a good idea?
Princess, what are we doing here?
I just wanted to bring you somewhere for a little inspiration so you can finish the series.
No, I said I'm not doing the exhibition anymore.
You don't have to work with me. I'll step aside. You can work with someone else.
No, that's not what I want.
Just don't cut off your nose to spite your face, please.
I haven't finished the last piece yet.
That's fine. There's time.
No, my mind is blank. The piece is blank. I really can't.
Locals enter the center.
Hey.
Local.
I'm a big fan of your work, man.
They shake hands.
Please, may I ask you to sit with us respectfully?
Please.
Art student.
Oh, you're so beautiful.
Can you model for us here?
Yes!
No,
Nearly waiting downstairs with her luggage.
The chef is waiting for that, so take it straight to the kitchen. Okay. Thanks.
Dumi sits down at the bottom of the stairs. She looks at Nelly.
You're leaving?
Never should have come here.
Just as I was getting to know you better.
Fifi makes her way down the stairs in a new outfit. Sabelo and Tony following.
Is Leo not coming?
I can't face Leo right now.
Seb, you're also leaving?
Fifi.
It looks like the party's going to be lit.
Pity you won't be here for it.
Oh, so sad. Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Nearly Fifi and Tony leave.
Sabelo
turns back to Dumi. He looks at her. Sabelo starts backing out, his eyes still on Dumi. He turns his back on Dumi and leaves with the others. Dumi sits motionless on the stairs. Outside the community center, Princess models for the young artists while Leo advises them.
And then you'll obviously add more here.
Princess watches Leo with a smile on her face. Leo works on his own painting, a portrait of Princess. He takes a step back and peruses his work, an abstract painting of Princess.
Wow, that's beautiful.
He looks at her and smiles.
Happy birthday, princess.
They hug.
Thank you.
Back at the house, Leo takes the painting out of the silver SUV and Princess joins him as they make their way inside. Dumi is still on the stairs, drinking wine.
Hey.
Princess and Leo approach Dumi.
Savaloni's crew left.
Princess's jaw drops.
Left as in gone?
Yeah.
Shit, man.
Leo props the painting up against the wall. He takes out his phone and runs up the stairs. Princess goes to Dumi on the stairs.
I don't understand. What happened?
Princess sits down next to Dumi. Dumi looks at Princess.
After last night? There's nothing I could have done to make them stay.
An aerial shot of a road snaking through the lush landscape. At a road stall.
Sabs, you good?
Sabelo leans on the front of a black Land Rover.
I'm cool, man. I'm cool. Do you have any edibles?
You don't need that.
Nelly and Tony stand facing him.
Sabs, I could give you edibles. Numb the pain. But for how long?
Sabelo looks at him, then drops his gaze.
Clearly, this woman has gotten under your skin more than I realized, and...
Nelly checks her phone.
You can drug that away. You have to confront her.
Sabelo shakes his head.
Avoiding issues is how we ended up at Club Paradise.
Come on, Tony.
Tony's right. You have to do this, Sabs.
No. If you don't do it now, you'll regret it for the rest of your life.
Sabelo looks at the ground. Trees silhouette in the sunset. Champagne pops against a fairy light background. Waiters carry trays with fruit-bedazzled champagne. More champagne is poured into a glass. The clear blue pool water reflects fairy lights.
Oh, well, hello.
Welcome.
How are you?
So good to see you.
Good.
Please have a drink.
Margaret arrives.
The gift table is over there. Love it when it comes together.
Margaret joins Dumi and Princess.
Oh, look at you.
Happy birthday, darling.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
A kiss on the cheek.
So, how was the weekend?
Dumi shakes her head at Princess.
Wonderful.
Good.
Leo enters, his phone to his ear.
Nelly, answer your phone, man. Maybe
Leo's here.
Princess and Dumi exchange a look.
Yeah, drink. I want to get you a drink.
Oh, I should be right back.
Go with you.
Dumi leaves.
What's Leo doing here?
Princess darts a look around. Leo's outside, still on his phone.
Hey, this is Nelly. Please leave a message.
Dumi dances with some guests. Dumi dances, glass in hand. Princess approaches, camera flashes go off. Princess joins Dumi.
No, if you had just apologized to Sabelo, you wouldn't be here dancing by yourself, drowning your sorrows.
Me, I have to apologize. That man owes me an apology.
An apology for what? For loving you?
You don't know what you're talking about.
Hmm? Fine, come on, let's
just dance. It's your 40th! Come on! Woo!
Princess spots her mother with Leo.
I'll be right back.
Princess walks to them.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Margaret moves off as Princess joins Leo.
Hey, birthday girl.
Was she harassing you?
No, she wasn't.
Leo does not make eye contact with Princess.
Still haven't heard from Nelly. She was the muse you were talking about.
Yeah.
The woman who pulled you out of the abyss.
That's the one. And now... She's not even picking up my calls.
He gets up and walks off.
I'm out of here, Princess.
Princess stays behind, drink in hand. Inside, Princess takes another glass of champagne off a waiter's tray. She drinks while she walks and makes her way upstairs. In the background, Mawetu train hand sees her leave. He stops for a moment, watching her go up the stairs. Princess enters a walk-in linen closet. She leans against the door, pushing it shut. She closes her eyes for a moment. She takes a sip of her champagne and steps deeper into the closet, standing alone amongst the shelves of linen. The door opens and Mawetu enters, tray of snacks still in hand. He closes the door behind him. He puts the tray down on a shelf. Princess puts her glass down. She turns away from him, then looks at him again.
I think the party was a bad idea. I ruined the weekend for everyone.
She shakes her head and shrugs.
What?
He steps forward and kisses her. Princess's hand reaches up, touching his face. Then she steps back. They look at one another. They stare at each other, then reach in and kiss passionately. Princess's arm is around Mawetu's neck. He picks her up and puts her on a stack of linen. She steadies herself, almost sending silver toilet brushes crashing. Mawethu rips his shirt off, left dressed in a vest. They continue kissing. Mawethu reaches down while kissing her. Princess has her hands on his shoulders.
Wait.
Oh. Mawethu lifts her off the stack of linen. She turns away from him, her hand on her mouth. She turns to face him.
I'm sorry, I keep making the same mistake over and over.
What mistakes?
Just rushing into things and not thinking it through.
Mawethu hands on his hips, nods. He leans in and they kiss again. Then Princess breaks the kiss and looks away. She pushes past him and leaves the cupboard. He watches her go as she closes the door behind her.
Go, Margaret.
Glasses raised high as Dumi dances in front of Margaret. Tony, Fifi, Sabelo, and Nelly arrive. Dumi clinks Margaret's glass. Sabelo looks at Dumi. Dumi freezes mid-move when she sees Sabelo looking at her. She turns away and takes a sip of a drink. Sabelo moves in her direction, but she runs off.
Princess.
Sabelo turns back to Nelly, who's also looking around. Tony joins them as they move away. Dumi bumps into Princess.
Oh, okay. Oh, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. So fine. I have to tell you something.
Okay. Me too.
Can I just say, I'm tired of hearing about you and Leo all the time. Leo, like, we need to stop the delusion now. Like, the guy's moved.
Delusion.
Princess glares at Dumi.
Okay, Princess. Sabelo's here. What should I do? I don't know. Why would you want advice from me? The delusional one.
Oh, wow.
Mawethu and his team carries out a cake. The guests sing and look towards Princess. Princess pushes past Dumi. Dumi joins her as they make their way to where the cake is set out on a small table amongst the singing guests. Dumi taps the champagne glass with a fork.
Shh. Welcome, everyone.
Oh. Nelly, Fifi, and Sabelo watch.
So, as you can see, everything around you was really, really carefully crafted by me. But after everything, it seems my efforts have gone unnoticed.
Princess drops her gaze, not looking at Dumi.
But, hey.
She smiles.
Let's propose a toast. So, to all of you, who have come all this way.
All glasses are raised.
For your friend.
Photos are snapped.
Why? Because that's what friends do, right?
Princess responds with a smile.
Well?
Dumi clinks with Princess.
Unlike some people.
Sabelo drops his head.
Okay. Well, I mean, I didn't really ask for any of this, but hey.
Not even a thank you, Princess. Thank you for my beautiful party. Thank you.
Thank you to me. That was really classy.
No. You know what's classy? What's classy is you running after Leo all the time.
Dumi!
Nelly stares. Sabelo taps Fifi to stop recording. Dumi leans over and spots Fifi recording.
Excuse me? What are you doing? What are you doing here?
Dumi, relax.
Don't tell me to relax.
You're drunk. Relax.
I'm drunk.
Dumi.
So you're protecting your side chick now, Sabelo?
Fifi.
A side chick?
Dumi.
I'm not your granny. Am I your granny? Do I look like your granny to you, huh?
Princess.
Girl, no. Wait.
Princess drags Dumi away.
Dumi! Ruining the party.
And I'm ruining the party.
I am not surprised that man threw himself at that ghetto mermaid after the way you treated him.
Your party's ghetto.
Dumi.
And I saw you, Sabelo. I saw you. You cheated on me.
Really? When? When you spend all your time stalking your ex online?
Sabelo leaves.
Scrolling through his pictures over and over again. Like, you know, more
Princess?
Like...
Dumi smashes a handful of cake into Princess's face. Mawethu stands looking at these two.
My cake!
Princess grabs a slice of cake off a plate that Mawethu is holding and smashes it into Dumi's cleavage. Nelly watches, hand over mouth, Fifi's recording. Dumi takes the cake from her cleavage and smashes it into Princess's face. They stare at each other.
Happy birthday.
Someone snaps a picture. Princess wipes cake off her face and Dumi takes a sip of a drink. A new day breaks over a mountain. Princess surveys the dirty party dishes as she enters the kitchen. Mawethu appears behind her. She turns to face him.
Oh, hey.
Mawethu avoids eye contact.
I just want to say sorry about the cake.
He gives a slight nod, Tony enters the kitchen. He leans on the counter and shakes his head. Dumi follows close behind and enters the kitchen. Momentarily, her eyes meet Princess's. A look passes between them. Then Dumi looks away.
If it ain't Miss Situationship in cheetah print.
I'm trying to find Sabelo. Has anyone seen him?
Nelly's there.
Tony, there you are. Get Sab so we can get out of here.
He's not with you?
His phone's off.
Maybe he went home.
Tony closes his eyes. His hand covers his face. Flashback. At the party, Sabelo takes an edible from Tony.
Oh, no.
Tony? What?
After Dumi's little cake fight, he left and he took the edibles.
Leo has joined them.
A whole pack.
Is this Club Paradise again?
Flashback. Sabelo at a club.
Oh, yeah, lover.
Sabelo in a car. In the club, Tony keeps Sabelo upright. Sabelo in the car speeds off. Sabelo crashes the car. Present.
What is going on? What is going on?
Tony leaves.
Tony!
Dumi follows Tony out.
Tony?
Princess glances at Mawetu. The bar. Dumi and Tony storm in and look around.
Do you see him?
They show pictures.
No.
Have you seen this guy?
No, who is he?
Yeah.
I don't know him. I've never seen him.
No?
Okay, I'm gonna make some calls.
Tony makes a call as Dumi walks away.
Hello? Fifi. Any word on Sabelo?
One of the guests said they saw him heading into the bush towards the river. We're going there now.
A river canyon.
Sabelo! Sabelo! Sabelo!
Nelly, Dumi, Tony, Fifi, Princess, and Leo are searching.
Hey, Fifi, keep up, okay?
Princess and Dumi walk together.
What if something happened to him?
Princess looks to Dumi, then looks away. A body lying on a rock. It's Sabelo. Sabelo chases a fly off his face. His eyes are closed.
Sabelo!
Sabelo stirs and turns to look. Tony and Leo approach him.
Bruv!
Hey, man. What happened?
Can you stand?
They help Sabelo up. They lift him off the rock and walk away. The others encircle him.
I was too high to find the direction and I lost in the dark. I thought I heard a lion.
Dumi looks down.
I ran into the cave and hid there. Lost my phone in the fucking process.
Okay, you know what I think you need? A nice warm bath and a good meal.
Yeah.
Sabelo,
look, let's leave.
I'm over this.
Okay, come on.
Dumi steps forward to help, but Sabelo blocks her.
Easy.
Leo and Tony step up to help. They hold Sabelo upright between the two of them, helping him walk. Dumi turns to Princess, and Princess touches her arm. They follow the men. Aerial shot of a flowing river. Leo and Nelly step closer to the water's edge.
I really wish I was there when you came back last night.
Nelly sits on a rock.
Babes.
Leo crouches down in front of her.
Listen, I just want to say, I didn't walk off because I don't want to have a baby. Okay? But I will respect whatever decision you decide to make.
Nelly looks at him. He takes off his sunglasses.
Leo, I'm scared.
Hey.
You know about my parents and you and I are recovering addicts. What if history repeats itself?
Babes, we're stronger than this. It's one day at a time. Remember that.
Nelly sighs.
I'm stronger today because I have you in my life.
He shuffles upright.
I'm willing to take a chance on you. If you're willing to take a chance on me.
Oh, gosh.
He pulls her up into his arms. They kiss. Leo holds her close in his embrace.
I love you.
Love you too.
Aerial shot of the mansion with the river snaking and curling around it. Dumi sits at the pool. Princess looks at her from a distance. Leo joins Princess.
You're right.
Princess looks at Leo, then drops her head. He looks at her.
You and I will be fine, right?
Princess smiles at him.
What about you, Nelly? Are you okay?
We'll be fine.
Leo nods. Princess makes her way to Dumi. She joins Dumi at the edge of the pool and sits next to her on the pool lounger.
He wants nothing to do with me.
Princess places her hand on Dumi's back.
I really messed this one up.
Princess pulls Dumi closer into an embrace. Dumi leans against Princess. Princess goes back to the house. Nelly joins Tony on the porch as Princess gets there.
Hey. Look, I have a favor that I need to ask you. I want us to help Sabelo and Tumi work things out. If I can't get that right, then I really am not the friend she deserves.
Nelly looks at Tony.
I have a small plan.
Nelly smiles and Tony nods. In her bedroom, Sabelo twirls a list written on the back of a till slip of pros and cons. Princess enters.
Hey.
Sam.
Sabelo hides the list in his pants pocket.
Ready to go?
Yep.
So, I need your help with something. In the cellar.
Tony and Dumi.
Your friend has locked herself in the cellar and is drowning her sorrows.
Sabelo nods at Princess.
Okay, lead the way.
Thanks.
Princess gets up. Sabelo follows. Dumi and Tony.
Okay, fine. Check on her.
Dumi gets up.
It's in the back. It's the, like,
what
the,
is it?
It's the small little box in the back.
Princess motions to Sabelo in the cellar. He steps inside and Princess closes the door.
Princess, what are you?
She locks the door. Sabelo bangs on the door. Dumi and Tony approach. She unlocks the door.
Okay, also, why is this door locked anyway?
I don't know. How
did she lock?
Dumi steps inside and Tony shuts the door.
Tony!
Tony locks the door.
Open this door!
Dumi, you're wasting your time. I did this deliberately.
Dumi turns to Sabelo. Sabelo avoids looking at her.
I guess they want us to talk.
I have nothing to say to you.
Fine, Sabelo, I'm sorry that I've put you in a box.
I don't want your fake apology.
He faces her.
Apologies need change of behavior consistently.
She looks at him.
I have never felt pain like when I did, when my marriage fell apart.
Sabelo looks down.
I promised myself that I would never put myself through that again. So, I didn't want to fall for you.
You know I've been cheated on. And I would never do that to anyone.
Dumi steps closer to Sabelo.
When you went missing, all I kept thinking about was that you had to be okay. I don't want to live without you. I love you, Sabelo.
Sabelo stares at Dumi.
Something I need to tell you.
He steps closer. Dumi looks at him. He leans in, hands cupping her face and kisses her. She kisses him back. She reaches up, her hands cupping his face as they kiss. Dumi helps to unbutton and pull off his shirt. They kiss. Sabelo picks her up. Outside the cellar, Princess faces Tony, Nelly and Leo.
On the upside, our plan is really working. So there's that. Yes.
Huh. Okay.
Oh, you guys have to see what Fifi has been posting about us.
What?
Apparently, we're in a throuple.
Look, I got her to delete it.
Really?
Yes.
You sure?
Yeah.
I'm so mad.
Hello, friend.
Dumi and Sabelo appear, arms encircling one another. Sabelo kisses Dumi's cheek.
Dumi, there's something I want to ask you.
Sabelo struggles down to one knee.
Dumi, you've been through a lot.
The others watch, smiling.
I love you. Will you marry me?
Yes. Dumi offers her hand and Sabelo places the ring on her finger. Dumi leans down and kisses him. Everybody claps. Princess is on her feet, clapping. Dumi embraces him as Sabelo picks her up in his arms. Leo and Sabelo embrace. The mansion in clear daylight. Tandi is on a video call with her parents.
So when are you guys coming back? Did you save me cake?
Cake? What are you talking about? I ate all the cake.
No.
Nelly joins Leo and Princess.
That is, girl, what you and I need to figure out is what we're going to wear, you know, for my exhibition opening.
Mm.
You know what that means? Shopping! Yes.
Okay, my love, we have to go. We'll see you soon. Love you. Bye, baby.
Love you.
Bye.
Princess gets up.
You always have the biggest smile after talking to your daughter. It's so cute.
Nelly sits next to Leo. He kisses her cheek.
So, I was thinking, Tandy has these tickets to go see her favorite K-pop band in a few weeks. And I was wondering if you and Leo would like to go with her.
Nelly and Leo glance at each other.
It would be a good time for you to meet her, to spend some time with her.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, she's about to be a big sister.
I'd love to meet her.
Great.
Princess turns and leaves.
Thank you, Princess. That's the real princess.
Yeah, oh my God.
The real princess in the building tonight.
Princess and Dumi sit together on the porch.
You guys
can't believe I'm saying this, but...
Dumi sports her orange wig.
Thank you for gatecrashing my birthday weekend.
You are seriously thanking me for all of that drama.
Well, to be fair, I did have a little something to do with it.
Dumi hesitates and looks down.
Princess, I'm really sorry. I got so caught up in planning this party because I just wasn't ready to deal with my own stuff.
You know, a wise old lady once said life is messy, but it's getting through that mess that makes us human, you know?
A slight nod from Dumi.
My life is enough. I'm enough.
My waiter enters with a tray.
Ladies, everything's back on its place, so I'm on my way. I didn't get a chance to bring this out the other night.
He puts the tray down on a coffee table.
Thank you, Chef.
Dumi glances at Princess, who looks at Mawetu.
Have a safe trip.
Yeah.
Mawetu leaves.
So?
Princess glances back as Mawetu looks back at her.
I heard a little secret.
Oh, dear, what is it?
Life begins at 40.
They clink their glasses. They drink.
Oh.
Princess shakes her head, smiling.
Hold that thought. I'll be right back.
Princess gets up.
Okay. Where are you going?
Like you said, life begins at 40.
Princess makes her way inside. Screen fades to black. In golden cursive letters, the title appears, Happiness Is. Audio description voiced by Pumi Mnai, produced by Ear Candy Dubbing. End credits roll. Executive producer, Bongiwe Selani. Producer, Lesedi N. Siswana. Supervising producer, Morishe Matlejuane. Consulting producer, Robbie Thorpe. Line producer, Laura Lamini. Assistant line producer, Cindy Zikula. Head writer, Duduzile Zamadungwa Mabaso. Writer, Tuso Sibisi. Script editor, Ayanda Halimana. Directorial team, Naledi Analedi and Tabiseng Mukwena. Director of photography, Kabelo Tate. Starring, Renata Stierman as Princess, Kel Mabalani as Dumi, Richard Lukunku as Leo, Siv Ngesi as Sabelo, Papamani Ngabeni as Nelly, O.C. Okeje as Tony, Anton Jephtha as Mawetu, Rosemary Zimu as Fifi, Khadija Higa as Margaret. Guest starring, Naledi Shange as Tandi, Tabiso Ramusi as Leruo, Khutso Ramupo as Hot Instructor. Credits continue. Thank you.
can be so.